Welcome to this special Company Burning Hearts podcast. This is going to be different to the usual podcasts. I'm going back into the archives of one of our first meetings where I was radically touched by the gospel of being co-crucified, co-buried and co-raised, the COCO message by Georgian and Winnie Banoff from Global Celebration. They came to Wales and Winnie just expounded on Paul's gospel and the glory of it and the power of it and the wonder of it just hit me. And I have to say my life never recovered. I'm like Paul, I'm a preacher of the glad message and the ecstasies of loving God. So I just want to give this to you as a gift. It's been on my computer in the archives for 13 years, and yet it's still as fresh as the day it happened. In this session, you're going to hear people screaming, shouting, crying. I can honestly say they're not faking it. This was a real manifestation of the power and presence of God as the happy gospel was preached. So I warn you, when we go into this, it gets intense. There are moments where there's just noise, there's just wonder. Don't get offended by this. Drink it, because you will taste and see that the Lord is good and the gospel is wine. The gospel is a union message. So I'm really thrilled to be sharing this with you, and I hope you enjoy it just as much as I have. It's a message I've listened to over and over again, and I know that it carries radical transformational power. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
Whoa, they call me Wino Winnie. I've had one too many. It's way too late. It's way too late. I already drank the wine from the cross. Whoa! I already drank one drink from the cross. Oh! It's not a double portion. It's a river. Is Wales ready for the river? Are you going to go, oh man, I don't even think I can handle a double. Give me a double shot of espresso. You drive all the way to Starbucks for a double shot of espresso. Whoa! Oh! Excuse me. The double portion is Old Covenant. It is. The Spirit was upon Jesus Christ without measure. Without measure. So where do you fit in the mix? Where do you fit in the mix? You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. It's been made for you already. Ha ha. Call yourself choiceless. Get rid of that ugly demon right now. Oh! Remember, we're in the scandal zone? For those of you who weren't here last night, we are in the scandal zone. Whoa! Whoa! Scandal zone. So we're speaking about the crucified one. The joy, the ecstasy of being connected with the crucified one. How? Ecstasy. The ecstasy of being united with Christ in his death. We're continuing the apostolic foundation. With great joy, we bring with great joy. Whoa! Oh. I know I didn't get to that one side issue. I said put on pause.
You thought I forgot. Do you even remember what we were talking about, what we were chatting about? Pause. I do. I'm going to read this again for my love, my Georgie, because when I read it last night, he was not listening, and that's okay. But he wanted me to read this. Remember, we're in Romans 6, verse 4. Look it. This is verse 4, one verse, okay? That's page A. This is page B. We're still on verse 4. You want to get drunk and stay drunk? Yeah. This might help. This might help. I don't know. Seems to work for me. Here's page C. One verse. One verse. And this is just a little sampling. I have a whole stash at home that I haven't been able to even process yet. I need strength for this stuff. I need physical sheer energy to handle the anointing. Christ, Paul prays that you would be strengthened in the inner man. Not to handle the attacks from the devil. But to handle God. To handle Christ, the indweller. You need every ounce of energy. All your physical capacities. Paying attention to him. Enemy? What enemy? No, when you... Oh, so in other words, when we were baptized, we went into the tomb with him and joined him in death. Joined him in his death. Well, if you share his death, you share his burial. It's sharesies. Both belong to you. His death. His tomb, they belong to the believers. Don't let the religionists keep you out. Don't let them say it's his holy, sacred ground. You can't come in here. God's word. When we were baptized into his death, we were placed into the tomb with him. Placed in the tomb with him. Romans 6, verse 5. For if we have been planted together, Jerusalem. He missed it again. Georgie. I love you, Georgie. Jerusalem Bible for Georgie. One more time. In other words, when we were baptized, we went into the tomb with him and joined him in his death. Went into the tomb. We carry about in our beings the having died with Christ. Yes. You carry about the treasure you carry about in your body. Oh. And why it's offensive. Why you walk into a place and people are offended because you don't even know what you're carrying. You're carrying, it's a substance, the having died with Christ, the reality of a union with him. I want you to see your union with him in this place, in this place. He condescended from a very high place. And he came to meet you in the only place you could meet him.
He came to you in your wickedness, in your corruption. And he took you to himself there. How? Is that difficult for you to believe? It's not. That's about her going, oh, man, oh, man. We're trying to correct with, you know, we're trying to connect with the resurrected Jesus, the glorious one. No, you're already vitally connected. But unless an apostle comes and establishes you there, and unless the teachers and preachers reinforce it, and unless the prophets affirm it, and unless the evangelists run like wild men all over the planet, men and women, with the same message, you're going to get all messed up. And you're going to think it's all about you. And your eyes are going to implode on yourself. He vitally connected himself with you in your condition of sin. And he dealt with it once and for all. This is what happened in his physical body. His blood was poured out to clean you and wash you. His blood was poured to wash you. But he also gave us his body. And we're going to get to that really fast. Whoa! We're on Romans 6:5. If we have grown into fellowship with him by sharing a death like his, surely we shall share a resurrection life like his. If we have grown into him by a death like his, we shall grow into him by a resurrection. Are you growing in the Lord? Have you grown into his death? Tyndale, for if we be grafted in death like unto him, even so we must be in the resurrection. Here's another new term. Here's Conabear, that smoker. For if we have been grafted into the likeness of his death. Whoa! Is your connection with him becoming a little more clear now? You're grafted in. You're grafted into his death. That's where your life comes from. That's the deepest root of this vine. You, the believer, are grafted in there. Oh! Grafted in. These are words that paint the picture. And this picture is so vast, it has to be painted and repainted and painted again and painted again and said again and again and again and again and again and again until you get it. Grafted in means, in my little world, a severing off of one thing and a reconnection to another. You cannot be vitally connected to two things at the same time. Although religionists will tell you, oh yes, oh yes, and you need us to help you. That's the schizophrenic existence that some of us have been fooled. Some of us have been living under this cloud, whoa, of fighting, being taught you have two natures within. We're taking the pause button off. Pause. There are no two natures within you. There is one nature. The scripture clearly teaches. He removes the heart of stone. Removes it. And then he gives you a new heart. Oh! In the reality of what happened on the cross, you do not have the old nature. Ephesians and Philippians go on. They track the same thing. Put off the old.
Put off the old. Put on the new. Hey! The old is dealt with in the cross. That's why it's so vital that you know, that you see, that every fiber of your being is screaming with the yes and the amen of this gift. It's all supernatural. It's all a gift. It's all supernatural. And your little hearts, your little new creations are going, ooh. And your brains are going, what's going on? Tell your brain to shut up. Because the new little heart is in control. The new creature's in control. Ha ha. Put off the old. Same thing, confirmed new covenant and the old covenant. He removed the filthy garments from Joshua the high priest. Remove those filthy garments. Oh no, let's just put something on over it and cover it up. Christianity is, it's not a cover up. It's a removal of the deadly substance. It would be like a doctor making an operation on your child. There's a tumor in your child. And you take it to the doctor, the expert, and goes, oh, yeah, yeah, we cut off all the stuff around it, but you know what? We just left it in there. Yeah, we just left it in there. We sewed the kid back up. You think the parents are going to go, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. They're going to go, what kind of idiot are you? What kind of idiot? And then they got to pay the guy. The doctor goes, well, I just want to make sure you keep coming back to me. I want to just make sure you keep coming back. I just want to teach you a lesson. I just want to keep this creepy stuff in you so you're scared and you have to keep coming back to me. Whoa! But these are theological viewpoints that have been fed to the body of Christ. Oh yeah, the power of the enemy has been broken, but he's still in you. Jesus wants to make sure you keep coming to him. He wants to be, oh man. That's a perversion of the cross, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what you believe, but that's a perversion of what he did for you. That is the other gospel that Paul talked about. Another gospel. Another Jesus, another spirit. Oh! Yeah. This freedom is kind of frightening to those. Whoa! It is not freedom to sin. It's freedom from sin. I'm going to say that again just to make sure you got me clear. It's not freedom to sin. It's freedom from sin. The power of sin broken over you. Living in a new land, in a new place, in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, kept by him. Hey! Having a conscious awareness of Christ in you. Keeping you. Wow. Hey! Just to make sure. Yum, ba dum, ba dum, ba. Arthur S. Way, for if by having died like him, so who remembers having died like him? Do you have that in your memory bank? Have you experienced, you know, the pain of the crucifixion with him? Or are you going, you know, it's almost like if I don't experience the pain, I'm not going to gain. Come on. Give it to me, Lord. Give me the pain. I can take it. Give me some pain. Then I can go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you want to say, I. Yeah, it's a real sneaky way. A real sneaky way for that I guy to keep coming around. No. It's all a gift from start to finish, so you can't boast. So mankind cannot boast. Abraham has no basis at all for pride. No basis. God eliminated a pride problem for Abraham. Wow. Wouldn't that be lovely if he did it for you too? But then all those pride books in our bookstores, what are we going to do with those? How to handle your pride. How to take it down. How to subdue it. How to be humble. We're going to learn how to be humble. I'm telling you, we're told. Jesus. Scandal. Are you scandalized yet? You getting scandalized into freedom? You're getting scandalized? Wow! Into a place of absolute freedom. Freedom to live with Him in holiness and righteousness. Freedom to respond like a child. Freedom to be filled with joy. Oh! Freedom to pour this substance out on the lost and dying world. Or are you going to hand them a bunch of rules and regulations and go, whoa, I hope you have a better chance at it than I did? Since we have become one with Him in dying as He did, if we have become one with Christ in His death, we'll be one with Him. For if we have become identified with Him in the likeness of His death. Oh, here's Wiest. For in view of the fact that we are those who have become permanently united with Him. Permanently united with Him with respect to the likeness of His death. Permanently united. Oh, grown into Him and two becoming one. Two becoming one. How? If in union with Christ we have intimated His death, have we become joined with Him, united with Him, identified with Him, identified since we have participated in His death? Call me a participationist. I was just talking with Ben. I'm going, someone's going to have to come up with a new name to label us. They haven't quite decided how to identify this bunch. Roar! You know, like the Quakers were called the Quakers for a reason, because they quaked when the anointing came. The Shakers were called Shakers because they shook under the anointing when it came. And we don't know. We're going to have to come up with something, you know. You know, it's kind of beyond description at this point. The Cocos. We'll get to that in a moment. United with Him in His death. We're going on. Planted together. United with Him. Joined with Him. You become a part of Him. Being one with Him. You become one with Him. Oh, you become incorporate with Him. Here's another one. John Locke, 1742. If we have been engrafted into Him in the similitude of His death. John Locke. Discovered it in a old bookstore. If we have become one with Him as a graft becomes one with a tree stock. Oh, here's another one. If we have been engrafted into the likeness of His death, that's Fenton. Have we shared with Christ? Oh, here is a question. He puts it in the form of a question. Have we shared with Christ and died as He died? How? Wow. Oh! We share in one nature with Him. We share in one nature with Him.
I know this is kind of shocking, and I can, you know, there is such a hunger here. You know, I see on all of your faces, you're not going, oh, we reject this. I don't feel that in here. What I feel is shock because you haven't heard it. But I hear this. I see you inside going. You're trying to, you know, you're maintaining your poise on the outside, which is fine. It doesn't bother me. But I see our little creature going. Yeah, your mind is being blown right now. Your mind is going, what now? What now? Yeah. Spirit says yes. And you, your new creature, your new childlike creature, is truly in authority. Has authority over your mind. You are seated. This little childlike, delicate, listen, this is a very delicate substance we're talking about. The violence of the cross is to become yours by a very delicate, gentle, childlike substance. And the faith it takes to believe is also already been given. More than enough to believe into his finished works. It's all a gift. He's paid for every additional expense. So you can't sit here and say, I can't believe it. I don't know how. No. He gave you. Every man has been given, and women, a measure of faith. A portion of faith. More than the disciples, hey, increase our faith and we'll show you what we can do. He's going, oh, you idiots. You have more than enough faith. You're going to figure out what to do with it. They too had to believe into his death. That's why we are fascinated with the Apostle Paul. He seemed to be the one and only man on the planet that literally entered into that realm. Oh, hey, and wrote it, communicated it to the church. Otherwise, you and I would not be sitting here today. Eliminate out of the Word of God everything the Apostle Paul wrote and see what would happen. People have said, oh, that's the Pauline gospel you're believing. That's Pauline theology. Hello? Well, then rip it all out of your Bible. Why torment yourself? Yeah, don't torture yourself. Just read the pages that you enjoy and believe and rip out whatever doesn't fit into your little kingdom. Just rip it out. Wow. I'm on 6. I just turned. 6:8. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. That's King James. Arthur S. Way. This is a wow. This we recognize, that our former self was nailed to his cross with him, so that the body, which was the instrument of sin, might be made impotent for evil. Impotent for evil. This is the power of the cross. You have been rendered. You have been made impotent for evil. Because the evil substance has been dealt with, removed from you. You've got to see it removed. You've got to see it
No! You've got to see that Christ absorbed it into his being on the cross. That's what was happening. The Message Bible puts it like this. He absorbed it into his being and at the same time dissolved it. It's dissolved. He wants his people free, absolutely free, not plagued by the past. No memories can come and come back here. No. When Egypt came through the Red Sea, enemy, look at your dead enemy. Look, get him in your eyes. Let it register. And he always identified himself. I am the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt. Old covenant, new covenant, Christ the Lord, the crucified one. In Revelation, we still will see the image of the lamb slain. A lamb came, but there was something. He was slaughtered. Now we've entered by a new and living way, a freshly slaughtered and living way. You're entered in. It's a freshly slaughtered way. His death. I know the apostle Paul. Yeah, hot blood. We talked last night. You have to throw the blood when it was fresh and hot. Hey, pretty picture, isn't it? Wow. Out of Egypt. Look at your dead enemy. When you go into the tomb with him, and when you're supernaturally raised out, he wants you to notice something that's left in the tomb. You have to be able to make an identification. The spirit, you have to stay there. You got to go camp there. You got to take a little bag lunch and go into the tomb and hang out there. Ha, 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 ha. Bring lots of new wine, too, and woo! Until you can clearly identify, what is this? What is this thing? Because two men that lived with Jesus, walked with him, they looked at this evidence. They both ran to the tomb. They looked at the evidence. One got it, one didn't. One got it, one didn't. One got it, one didn't. It's the same evidence left there. Same evidence. Have a look. It's just everything he doesn't need. All the old substance, not one peep of it does he need. He doesn't need any of it. We're leaving it there. Look at it. Look at it. Wow. Let us never forget. And he says, we know. Paul actually was talking like he had some friends. We know. We. Who's the we? Maybe he just had one friend next to him. Hey, we know something. We know. Yeah. Are you one of those we guys? I'm in the we army. We know, we know, we know. Come me in. I know, I know, I know. Hey. We know that the body of sin might be brought to nothing. Listen, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh. Because this is a fat one. This is a fat one. We are convinced that the person we used to be has been strung up with him, that the sinful nature may be wiped out, and we no longer need to be addicted to sin. This is the cotton patch gospel written in the 30s or the 40s in America, in the U.S., for the black culture. The black culture wrote it in their own language. So he used the term being strung up. Being strung up, hung. That was very real. for this culture. They got it. It was a visual. They were strung up with Christ. Lynched. A lynch mob was coming out to get them. They used the language of their culture. Here's another one, Berkeley version, jointly crucified with him. We are well aware. Could it be any clearer? We are aware of this. Being conscious. Remember I started out being conscious of nothing last night? For I resolved to know nothing, to be acquainted with nothing, to make a display of the knowledge of nothing, and to be conscious of nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Here's basic English Bible. Being conscious that our old man was put to death on the cross with him so that the body of sin might be put away. In the King James, it says it's destroyed. It's rendered inactive, ineffective. It can't do anything anymore. So how dead is dead? If there's a dead dog there and you shoot it once, is he more dead? Or shoot it again, is it more dead? The thing's dead. You either really, honestly, truly believe that the old man is dead, or you don't. Or for those of you who are schizophrenic, you believe that old man has come up again from the dead to haunt you and scare you. And he has great power and authority. And he's running loose on this earth. I wouldn't go to sleep at night if I was you. Good heavens. Check your closet. Check under the bed. Basement, attic. Ah. Oh, it's a conscious awareness, and it's a conscious embracing. It's a conscious saying yes and amen. No buts, no buts. It's a conscious yeah. Conscious awareness. Could it be any clearer? We are aware. We are well aware. How? Let me tell you what it honestly says in the Greek. In the Greek, this is the oh, the final persuasion. We actually discovered it in the Bulgarian Bible. The Bulgarians should know this. They do. My husband had a Bulgarian Bible for like 20 years. Read it all the time, marked it, underlined it. A favorite, favorite passage. His favorite passage. Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ in me. I was studying in the book of Galatians for about 3 years. I just parked there. And I didn't know why. After a while, 3 years, I'm going, wow. Because I put a date on some of my notes. It's good to date your notes, you know, put the date where you're taking notes and doing studies. Then you realize, whoa, how long it takes him to get a point across to you. Hey! I'm going, whoa, that took a long time, didn't it? 3 years. I go, whoa, this is, oh, brother. He goes, well, you were bewitched. You were bewitched. I'm going, oh, yeah, okay, I get it now. Ah! I couldn't even figure out why he had me in that book, because it deals with the church who's been bewitched, talked out of this gift, talked out of this glorious gift. Talked out of it. So, but anyways, I'm reading it, all the translations I can find, and I asked George, I said, could you please read it in your Bulgarian translation for me? Take it into my English, you know. So he starts reading, I have been co-crucified with. I said, wow. Now stop, George. Stop. Back it up. Point to this word. I, okay, have this word been. What is this word here? He says it's co-crucified. I said, what? I have read 60 translations in Galatians. Never found it rendered like that. Never saw it. I had a heart attack. I said, oh my, oh, it got so scary. I mean, it was like, everything changed. Everything changed. Co-crucified in my little world and language meant it's over with. It's done. I ain't wiggling anymore. I got no more choices. I got nothing to say about it. It already happened. I'm an idiot. I know what the grace of God is all about now, for letting me be alive and still breathing on this planet. All of these things race through your being. When you get revelation, co-crucified. No longer trying to figure out which part of, you know, am I the guy on the right or the left? Who am I going with? Oh, I'm going with the guy that repented, of course, at the last minute. You know, but it's taken a while. Co-crucified, two hands, one nail. Hey, and I'm like, you know, there. What? There's only sheer joy and ecstasy. There's no pain here. It doesn't calculate. This doesn't calculate in our calculation system. It doesn't fit. It doesn't work. And especially the religionists around me tell me how painful this is. How painful the crucified life is. How much it will cost me. I'm going, what? He says, well, just kind of count that all that stupid pain you went through, just that's enough payment. The gospel is what he paid for you to live with him in a holy life. It's not about you, friends. It's not about you. It's not about you. I know that's offensive. That is the offense of the cross. It's not about you or your abilities, your efforts, your failures, your goodness, your strength, your passing the test. It's not. There is a scandal to the cross. Why do you think they persecuted Paul? Wow, Paul figured it out. My part in the whole thing is a pile of dung. It's a pile of dung. The whole thing is a bunch of manure. Well, fertilize the plant. You know, what am I supposed to do? Oh, no, I don't feel a part of this. Oh. Wow, you're shell-shocked right now. I can see it. You're shell-shocked. Shocked. Well, what am I supposed? What about my ministry? What about mine? What about my calling? And God, I have visions, and I have sacrificed for you. I have given up. I have. Keep talking. Because all he hears is the I. I. Say it until you say, ay, caramba. You got to just get over it real fast and start laughing at yourself. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, this is serious business. Joy is heaven's most serious business. He paid for his people to rejoice, to enter and rejoice, and to go, and to be caught up into the ecstatic revelation of this unspeakable gift. It's beyond. I consider myself as having died, and now I'm enjoying a new existence, which is simply Jesus using my body. Hey! That's the crucified life. That's the crucified life. That's Galatians 2:20 in the distilled Bible. The distilled Bible. I got drunk on the title. Distilled. Whoa, sounds like someone was drinking this stuff a long time ago. We're slow, church. We're slow to catch this revelation. But this is, I'm telling you, this is what Joshua and Caleb carried in their being all those years, and it kept them. This is what it means to be a son or a daughter of Abraham. This is the faith that Abraham had. He looked and he saw that day coming. He saw the crucified Lamb of God. And he entered in and he goes, yes! And that is the faith that counted him righteous. And the acting of it out, the drama, he simply did a drama. When God said, give me your son, he acted it out. It was a dress rehearsal for the real thing. It was a dress rehearsal. Give me your son. Give me your son. Oh, we've heard just all kinds of stupid sermons preached on that. Lay down your ministry. Go up to the mountain. It's going to hurt. It's going to cost. You're going to bleed, but lay it down. There is a bigger truth that's going to swallow this thing up. It just slaughters. This is a slaughterhouse. For religious cows, they're slaughtering the cows. Psh, psh. Yeah. How? If you can be messed up now, thank the Lord. If your little foundation can go, good. Someone comes to us and goes, do you mean to tell me I've been believing wrong for 12 years? Are you telling me I've believed the wrong thing for 12 years? And Georgian says, well, thank God it's not 13 years. We don't know what you believe. You know, we're just kind of, oh, 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 oh. I'm just sharing my drink with you. I'm sharing my joy. I'm sharing with you. Co-crucified with him, right in under our noses for 20 years. That's insulting. That is, oh man. Right in front, and I believe that these kind of treasures have been covered up by the enemy. Completely covered up. Oh, don't let them know that. No, no, no. That is the thing we need to know. And it's not head knowledge, it's revelation. It's food for your spirit. The food for your spirit. Co-crucified with Christ. Someone did bring to me one translation that did render it in the Greek. Is it interlinear? I forget what it is right now. Marshall, co-crucified. It's rendered in the English when they really fillet it out, but not, I don't know why they don't print it. I mean, I do know why, because it's just too unbelievable. I think that they just couldn't handle it. I have seen in the English translations co-buried. So, obviously, hello, if we're co-buried, we got to be co-crucified. You know, you can't be, you're co-crucified, co-buried. And then you are co-raised with him. You're co-raised with Christ. You are co-seated. These are terms that they do render in your English Bibles if you start hunting around. Start hunting. Start investigating. Co-heir with him. It's a joint union. You cannot, and you're a co-worker with him. You know? We call this a cocoa drink. Do you know what cocoa is? You know, I mean, I'm from Minnesota in the United States, and we had this hot chocolate drink because there's snow and it's cold and winter, and kids, we like the cocoa. Can we have some hot chocolate? Can we have some cocoa? And I'm like, somebody put something in that cocoa. Man, whoa. This is a cocoa drink. You have to drink it. Drink your cocoa every day. Every day. And I'll finish with this. I know the Apostle Paul says, I die daily. And the religionists have taken that and whipped you over the head and beat you over the head with it. Well, consider that weapon ineffective from this moment on. Because he said, I place myself in deadly situations every day for the sake of the gospel. Yeah, even hourly, not just daily. He was persecuted, beaten, stoned. He placed his physical body in deadly, deathly situations every day, life-threatening situations. Read it. It's 1 Corinthians 15. Read the whole chapter. They pull the one little line out and slap you crazy with it. They torture you with it. The apostle says, I die daily. You have to too. Get busy. Die to yourself daily. It's not. He was so persuaded. He was beyond persuasion. He was persuaded in Romans 6. And he was dead. It's dead. I'm dead. It's over with. And now he carried in his body the having died with Christ. That's what was offensive. I've died with him. He connected himself to the offense. How? People all want to connect themselves to the resurrected one, the glory one. Everything is fine and dandy. No, the offense is you connect yourself. You join him outside the camp. Hebrews 13. Join him outside the camp. Identify yourself with him out there. He was sent outside the gates of the city. They basically pushed him out there and said, we can do nothing with this man. Our law, the good law from God, can do nothing with this man. And we wash our hands. We give him over into the hands of God. That's where you have to go and join him. Identify him with him in the scandal of the cross. How? But consider yourself dead. The Bible says, and going on into, I can't even get there, but we're like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 11, 10. Christ died once unto sin. But in that he lives unto God. So you too. Likewise, consider yourself dead to sin and alive to him. Alive to him. Living daily. You're living daily. You're not dying daily. You're living daily. You're living with him. You're living with him. Wow. Jesus. Let's put on Blisstronica and have a bliss riot. I think we need to let this explode out of our bodies. Come on, wanna break out your joy now. Come on, wanna break it out. Come on, wanna break out your joy now. Come on, wanna break it out. I got joy, joy, joy.